Greetings, this is Sondrea from Sondrea Monthly Musings, and this is the musing for June of 2016. What is the gem in your eye? What is it your heart most desires? Whatever it is, the Gemini in you does best when it conspires to partner with consciousness of the higher mind kind. Yes, regardless of your sun sign, Gemini is relationship time. The highest relationship is with the self and with the divine. Gemini time is a most auspicious time to question. Question your relationship with self, with loved ones, with life. Question, perception, education, dissemination, communication. It's mind-emptying, list-making, note-taking time. Make an outline of your needs and desires. Write them down. Prioritize. Don't mess with the how of it. Let go. The universe knows. Mercury, messenger of the gods, is the exoteric ruler of Gemini. In the tarot, he's the magician. Why? Well, we are capable of calling forth the miraculous with right use of mind. They who remain in constant conversation with a power greater than self, the universe, higher mind, or God, remain aligned to right use of mind. Woe to those who hang tight to ego and try to control life by its might. Blessed are they who use their mind to solicit the divine to direct their way day by day. The esoteric ruler of Gemini is Venus. Gemini's tarot key is the lovers. Beauty, art, symmetry, awareness of the needs of others, staying in tune with the Holy Trinity by constant contact with divinity, opens doorways to infinite possibilities. Two great planetary formations are blessing us as we enter the month of June, a grand trine in earth signs and a grand square in the mutables. Grand earth trine. Pluto in Capricorn, Mercury in Taurus, and Jupiter in Virgo forms this grand trine. The Pluto and Capricorn frequency can be used to help us with the destruction of old, outdated, bothersome structures which we have built, be they mental, emotional, or physical. Whether they involve friendships, family, or business, we can apply this energy to any area of life which is having difficulty functioning in harmony. In actuality, Pluto involves destruction followed by reconstruction. Grand trines consist of three 120-degree angles of relationships. Earth trines grace us with ease of attraction and manifestation of that which we are focused upon. The mutable square or cross. This is called a mutable grand square because the signs the planets occupy are communicative, flexible, and changing. Sagittarius, Virgo, Pisces, and Gemini. The mutable square constitutes persistence, struggle, and work to promote understanding between the four elements, fire, earth, air, and water, of which we are comprised. The elements are in a 90-degree angle with one another, which encourages mastery through effort. Fire equals our energy. Earth, our body. Air, our mental state. Water, our emotional state. This particular grand square consists of Saturn, master of manifestation in Sagittarius, Jupiter, guru of higher ideologies in Virgo, Neptune, miracle maker, king of non-ordinary reality in Pisces, Sun, giver of light, and Venus, goddess of love and prosperity in Gemini. Note, Jupiter in Virgo is in both configurations. The wisdom Jupiter gains from the Grand Trine is automatically applied to the Grand Square. This is an auspicious time to gain clarity of purpose and plans, weed out any blind spots or interferences from our mind, our relationships, and relook at contracts we've made with ourselves, with others, and with God. In my case, I am using these configurations to reassess my mission, my work in the world, and restructure my business and inner mindset accordingly. I'm using the Gemini energy to take on a new study, the cards of destiny. In summary, during this information age, as our attention is constantly pulled towards some outside web via the internet, Facebook, email, YouTube, BoobTube, don't forget, make time to communicate with your inner divine. Make time to question, pray, call forth from the great beyond of the mind miracles, magic, alchemy, so as to do your part to address the needs of these times. Summon up your highest dreams. Dream into being what you want for your world and for the world. Talk, walk, and work in partnership with divinity. Ashe, walk in beauty's way. Live in the magic.